Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dane Smith with the ball inside the Vancouver zone. Scores! The great Dane hesitated, stuttered, and let it go and found Twine.
Bandits playing a bit of a waiting game here. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Joe's out today. Nate Geary is in. And when the finals get rolling, they'll be here on WGR. Bandits Finals airing at WGR. And game one is Friday of next week, 7 p.m. pregame, 7:30 start. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Dane Smith. Dane, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate here. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
We're all right. What are you guys doing to just burn this time? I mean, the layoff is it may be a nice break.
Yeah, you know what? Typically, I don't usually like the bye weeks because the momentum that we're kind of going into, we're playing well right now. That being said, we have an older team, and the teams that are on the other side are a little bit younger. So this well-rested time is nice. And we also played at the end of the year 12 games in 10 weeks, which didn't really help.
You also, you mentioned older team, and this is, you guys have experience in this department. The number of times you've been this far, of course, like going for a third consecutive, like this has to feel normal, or is it new every time?
I'd say it's new every time. It's every year you find a different way to win. Our first year we finished first, and I feel like we were expected to win. The second year we were barely going to make playoffs, and we had to win in a different way. And this year has just been a kind of a roller coaster of a ride. So it's kind of cool every time we get to the spot.
You guys have had, you know, like successes and times where you fell short. Is it kind of a lesson about how, you know, the regular season is the regular season, but there's a peaking at the right time? Like last year would have been an example of that.
Oh, most definitely. You know what? It's a like you said, it's about peaking at the right time. I feel like our team started off the season very hot, and then we kind of went through our bumps and bruises throughout the year, and at this point, it's very nice to kind of find a way to win throughout these playoffs.
Dana, I saw a stat that said the Bandits average more attendance than 13 NHL teams. Yeah. And like 9 NBA teams. When you guys play those games at home and you know teams are coming in and aren't necessarily experiencing that every night they play, how big of an advantage, maybe more than in other sports, does your home field advantage play for you guys?
Oh, it's huge. And at the beginning of the year, you want to host playoffs throughout at home, and it's for that reason. That being said, I know a lot of teams love coming to Buffalo to play, and trying to win in front of a sold-out crowd is probably pretty cool as well. But when there's 19,000 fans screaming and shouting when you score goals or when you make a big play or big hit, it's amazing to have. So I think it kind of works both ways.
Dane Smith on the Western Hotline ahead of the Bandits Finals. You know, you've got a big group here that also lives here year-round. You feel like that's something that has, don't know, helped to kind of form team bonds and led directly to on the field results because there's so many guys that are around and so close?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like it's not very often for teams to have that ability. And luckily, a lot of guys here in Buffalo want to be here. Scott Loeffler has done a great job of setting us up here and making us enjoy it. And we work out together every day. And there's about, when I first started, there used to be three or four of us that lived here. And now there's probably more than half the team that lives down here in Buffalo. So it's an amazing city. And personally, I married a girl from Buffalo and now I live here. So it's grown on me so much.
Dane, how has it changed since you first got here? You've been with the Bandits for a long time. And whether that's just the NLL or the Bandits or being you, I mean, you know, is it different going out on the town now than it used to be 5 years, 10 years ago for you?
Yeah, most definitely. It's a lot different now than it used to be. I mean, the fans are so welcoming. I feel like I go places and I get recognized, and it's all good things. It's just so much different than anything I've ever been used to. Obviously, coming here in 2012, it's been a lot different in the sense where it wasn't built the way it is now. It's a lot nicer down by the rink and whatnot, and it's pretty cool to see the development here in Buffalo.
Dane Smith joining us on the Western Hotline. You were also selected as Team Canada's captain for the World Box Lacrosse Championship last fall in Utica. And, you know, international lacrosse, it feels, with the Olympic Games coming up as well, feels like that's about to take the sport to another level.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, most definitely. You dream to represent your country as a kid. Obviously, you dream to play at the highest level you possibly can, and now that the Olympics is in conversation, it's an amazing thing for the sport of lacrosse. Obviously, it's huge here in Buffalo, which is amazing. But that's the next step for it. I'm hoping I'm not too old by that time, and that's my goal.
Will you, like, you get, how long can you make it? Can you make it Tom Brady's age? I mean, like, you know, some guys are able to stick around for a long time. He's got the tips and the tricks, you know, the diet, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I definitely take care of my body way more than I used to. Obviously, our coach, John Tavares, played till he was 44. By no means am I trying to limp out of bed as much as I do now. But that being said, I want to play as long as I possibly can at a high level. And everything else, hopefully, take care of itself.
You might find out who you play as soon as tomorrow. The Russian Thunderbirds play. That series is still underway. So, you know, when things get back up and running, we might have a matchup. You know, this is where everybody asks, like, do you care who you play? And I would imagine you don't. There's nothing going on there as long as you're back home in front of the Bandits fans?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? We tried success against both those teams this year, both close matchups. That being said, obviously, when it comes to playoffs, it's right out the door and new game plans, and they're both great teams. And like you said, I'm just happy that we get to host playoffs here in Bannerland.
All right. Well, best of luck, and you know, you will be. Will you be watching tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm. I'll definitely be watching, kind of see what they've been doing. But yeah, I'll be watching.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dane.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Dane Smith of the Bandits. They're game one whenever they play. Is going to be Friday of next week, 7:30 start, 7 o'clock pregame. You can hear the game here on WGR. Dane's on a short list of professional athletes that I have been in the same gym working out with. That list includes Dane Smith, a couple of NHLers here and there, and also Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's a good one because that he's borderline not even human.
Brock Lesnar is like if the Hulk walked into a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so seeing him in his natural habitat.
And about to work out.
It's like seeing, I assume it's like what it was like to see like a white leopard, like in the wild. Like, oh my leopard. God, did I just see a snow leopard in the wild? A woolly mammoth? Like that's about as cool/rare of an instance that you would probably ever have.
Yep. UFC was in town. He was over at the Harbor Center gym, Impact there, and you know what you do when you see Brock Lesnar walk into a gym?
Don't make eye contact.
You say, holy bleep, that's Brock Lesnar.
And don't make eye contact. I don't want. What if my eye contact
interrupted
his concentration?
I'm not going to talk to him.
No. No, 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 no. You don't talk to Brock Lesnar when he's working out.
I do not. That's right. That's right.
You don't touch the fence at the zoo, and you certainly don't go up to Brock Lesnar in the gym.
That was the second time I've... Again, like when you see someone like that that's larger than life, there's another time at a UFC event in Columbus, walking outside the arena, I was like walking through the parking lot, and he walked right in front of me. And that's like a planet blocking out the sun. Like, just, whoa, who's that? Oh, that's Brock Lesnar. He's pretty awesome.
Have you ever seen like a true NBA giant in person before?
No.
Like a center?
Like a 7-footer?
Yeah,
no.
Like Shaq or...
Or Chet, like, no.
So I was younger, and I went to a Toronto Raptors game. And they were playing Houston, and Yao Ming wasn't playing, but he was on the bench in a suit. It was...
He was seated on the bench, and he was taller than you standing.
Right? Yes. And seeing what, like, the tailor that had to create a suit for Yao Ming is the... It's the biggest suit I've ever seen. The size doesn't exist. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in person was Yao Ming in person.
I went to a Knicks game and I saw Steven Adams, and
he's
an
animal,
giant person,
Australian animal.
Yeah. All right, Dane Smith. Good luck to the Bandits. It's next week, next Friday, that they'll be home against either the Rush or the Thunderbirds. Game two in that series is tonight. I'm gonna break in. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Again, the Bandits Finals, those are going to be here on WGR if you want to give a listen. Halifax and Saskatchewan tonight and tomorrow. So by the end of the weekend, we'll know what the status is for the finals. Back to back to back. Going for it. Jeremy and Nate. Nate's in for Joe. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.